would like to today discuss what you would call the Tzura of the Beit HaKnesset, the physical structure of the Beit HaKnesset, the halachas of that. We'll see how much we can do with this. We're going to do a little chumash also, so if we don't finish the whole packet today, we'll see. It's Monday. Okay. So Septa, close yourself in our says the following, but that's in Megillah. Ketzad, are you, is it Kainim Yoshvim Tneim Klape Ha'am? Vachareim Klape Kodesh. So, this is the source of what we call a lot the Mizrach Mat, right? That the Kainim, you know, like in Yeshiva, the Kainim sit in the Mizrach, facing the Tzibur. So the Kainim Yoshvim Tneim Klape Ha'am, Vachareim Klape Kodesh. So we'll see, so the Mefarshim explained that Kodesh means the side that you daven. So if everyone's davening, say, the Mizrach, so that's called the Kodesh. So the Kainim are facing the Am, because the Kavar HaTzibur is facing the Am. Achareim klape kodesh. Is this mizrach? This is mizrach. Okay. And then he goes on, it talks about zuchanim, but let's skip a little bit. The last word on the line is poskim. Ain't poskim piskei batei knesios elo the mizrach. So the halacha is, like Rav Shapiro quotes, that the halacha is if you build a shul, so again, it's not the kuva, you know, you can still daven it, that's the end of the world. But the proper thing is that the door, like in this room, the door of the entrance should be in the back. The door of the shul should be in the back. In other words, so here's the door to the Ma'ariv, and you go from the Ma'ariv into the Mizrach. No, that's because that's the way it was in the Beit HaMikdash. That's the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Ain poskim piskei batei knesios elo mizrach shekein matzin beheichol shehaya pasuach lemizrach. That the heichol and the mikdash and the mishkan, the doorway was in the mizrach. And then ma'avachodmin b'fei ha'mishkan keid b'fei ha'omor mizrach. Then he has the other thing. So that's the way Mechatchila Shechta pointed out. It means that instead of, like a lot of shuls, the doorway is on the side. So, I mean, again, if you can't build it that way, you can't build it. That's the worst thing in the world. But if you're trying to build the shul the most Mechatchila way, it should be Dumya the Mikdash, and therefore the door, the entrance to the sanctuary, should be in the back. Doesn't mean the entrance to the building, the entrance to the room of the tefillah. That is the Beit Knesset. The Beit Knesset is not the whole building per se. Right? The Beit Knesset is the room of the davening. Right? So that, the doorway of that room should be in the back. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam on page 2 tells us another thing. Perakid Aleph Aloch Gimel. It says, Mamidim Bima Be'emtza Habayit. V'sheyala Aleh HaKori B'Torah. It says, the Bima is supposed to be Be'emtza. Right? This is a very, sometimes a very controversial issue. That Bima is supposed to be, a lot of the old shuls that weren't as particular in this issue had a stage in front, and they would have the Bima on that stage, right? As opposed to a lot of shuls have that. All the old shuls were, you know, so the question is this problematic or not, because the beam is not bent. So on one hand you'll say, look, so all the shuls don't have the doorway at the, you know, at least the whole Israel has the doorway in the back, you know. A lot of the shuls don't have the doorway in the back, and no one, you know, is supposed to, you know.
No.
All right, so we'll see. So it says that meeting be mevent abayit. They should yell aloud according to the Torah of Misha. So the person who's reading the Torah of Misha, Omer, La'am Divrei Kivushim, they should yishmu kula. That everyone should hear the Divrei Musa. It was apparently the drasha was there as well. And then Halacha Dalet, he quotes what we saw, that there's Kenim Yoshim Kenim Klapi Alma Kenim Klapi Hechel. So the Kesef Mishnah already discusses that there were people who were deviant from this practice of having the Bima Be'emt. How does she they need? May have Bima Shabonim B'yomim Ma'elu B'ktat Mekomos B'sof Beit HaKnesses. So there, they didn't do what people do today, they put it in the front, they used to put it in the back. Below Be'emtza. So the Kesef Mishnah says, no big deal. It's not a real chiyuv to have the emsa. And chakol lufi hamokom v'zman. So those are v'zman and shayu batek niyusiyot gedolim ad ma'od. They tzrichim lahamni habima v'emsa. It's not a halacha that the bima has to be v'emsa. If you want people to hear the Kriyas HaTorah, you want people to hear the Rav made the drasha there, so then you wanted to have people to hear the drasha. So they used to have very big shuls. So since they have very large shuls, the proper thing was to have Bima Bamsa, not because of the din of Bima Bamsa, so people should hear. They must be able to hear. But this money, my lord, is about to say, no, but it's not your shilonu. And canon, that this man is there, that the shuls are small, so today it's better to have it either in the front or the back. Maybe it looks aesthetically more pleasing if it's in the front or in the back, instead of having it in the middle. So the din of having it in the middle, the din of having it in the middle is just a din of the shmir. So this is the famous statement that the Kesef Mishnah makes. According to that, there would be no problem in all these shuls, because I'm sure any shul that built a bima in the front and in the back is clearly no worse than the Kesef Mishnah, with the whole that you could hear it from any part of the shul. But as we see, the reason why this became such a hot issue is because this was part of the changes of the Reform Movement. The Reform Movement made several changes. Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen always likes to point out that one of the first changes they made is that they took out Yukum Purkan from the davening. They took that out from the davening. And then that was the beginning, and then the rest of it followed. So that's why it's very important to realize the inyanim of Minhagim, you know. People like to change in the skulls, and change this, and change that. You know, Minhagim are very kadosh. They say from the Tzadok HaKoyim that today that Torah Shebaal Peh is written down. So we know that the verse is in Gittin, that the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klal Yisrael is in Torah Shebaal Peh, because that you need an oral tradition. No one can copy it. So, but today it's written down, so what's gonna make the special, unique relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Minhagim. Minhagim are passed, you know, down from generation to generation, and we'll see. You know, Shekhar points out that says in the Svarim, Minhag Dosyos Gehenim, that if you tamper with Minhagim, you're playing with fire. It's not a simple thing to tamper with Minhagim. You know, people, you know, see a new chumrah that they find in some sefer, so they want to follow it, but it's not the Minhag, so, you know, it's not something you tamper with. Minhag Yisrael Torah, you know, it's not something like... So, that's the reason why this became such a volatile issue. Because that was the beginning of one of the pierces of the Reform, and I think that was based on the church, trying to have the altar in the front, And that's why we'll see Hassan Sofer and others get very excited about it, and some people won't even daven in such a shul that the bima is not the answer. So that was the tshuva that was asked to Rav Moshe, is what is the story about davening in a shul where the bima is not the answer. And this tshuva was written in Tushin, in the text, in Wichita, Kansas. And Moshe writes, if the bima is the answer, why do you trust the answer? Well, but certainly the chachila, you should make it the answer. Of our Indian list follow based on Knesset, should also be answer. Amy Roah last up. He doesn't think there's an issue. Masha Omim Shem Ungaran, also in Hungary, they talk about that you can't go into a shul that the beam is not the answer. What you do is that it's Bira. He said, first of all, is that really clear? Mustafa Shayaz Arakim Komas, Hainsha Osu Zebishvil reform. That was only if, you know, those places that they were fighting against the reform, you know, so as it came out, the Rabbanim then came out very strong. I mean, there's a famous psak from, you know, Rav Soloveitchik, there's a famous psak that if you have mixed pews, mixed seating, then you shouldn't go into that shul, even if it means you won't hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Better not to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah than go into the shul that has mixed seating to hear the shofar. That was a famous psak from Rav Soloveitchik years ago.
When
you're in the
shul, or any
time?
No, when
they're
mixing in the shul, or just the fact
that... During... Rosh Hashanah, that the services are taking place, and you don't have a shofar, somehow you're in that community, and it's a question of you not hearing shofar at all, or going into the conservative shul to hear shofar. The Salvation Pact is better to stay home.
He was asking if it's in like church that he can't walk in.
No, so I mean, Moshe has a shul where he permits having weddings in conservative shuls.
Yeah,
I don't know if he made a distinction between back this year, in 1 week I had two weddings in conservative. I saw they used the same sitter actually in both of those shuls. Yeah. So he says like this. So that's the reason why the Rabbanim was so stark, because of the reform. Even Komos Tahem Hayazet that Kolos Master Reformer Harishoyim. Abu Mekomos Tahem Shem Kavanot Mishpil Reform. Abu Mishpil Shiyu Yosef Mekomos. Don't tell him Sheilu Ain Lasher Me This Parashah. But he said if they're not really doing it because they're subscribing to reform, then he doesn't think it's an issue. It's really not a fundamental part of Hilchos Beis Knesset. It's obviously Yishmu Kolom Spalim, Kriyas HaTorah, before Shramah. Tehu Barambam, Kesem Mishnah, make Yolach L'Chachila. And Kesem Mishnah says, even L'Chachila, the Kesem Mishnah says, you can put the Bima Shulo Be'emtza. But the Knesset, Ketanim, Yishmu Kolom Spalim, Yishmu Kolom Spalim, Kein Asher Vada, L'Chachila, Tarek Lishtadel, Shayato Abima Be'emtza, Shalom Shalas, Minah Kol Medina Seinu, I am Chassid Sofer. We'll see. The Chassid Sofer says a different shot. Not in Tam Chadish Misvaros or Masha Tzarek Be'emtzah. She ain't Tam Mukum. We come up from Chakir. Yish Vaday Vafas Lepar. But in your last one, Mispalo, Gam Latamei Yisham Mokum. But you won't answer. Yim Emes Kishmur Shah Osu Beis Mkobu Shah Yizirak Ora Shah. And he thinks that even the Rabbanim that answered in Hungary, that was only in that time where the Reform were getting power and therefore they needed to put their foot down. And that's the particular situation. But he doesn't think that they made it as a prohibition of Doros, not to daven in such a shul. Then he says, if you have two shuls, Echad Bima Bamsa, Echad doesn't, maybe it's better to daven in one Bima Bamsa. Okay, that you have to see in the particular situation. Maybe there are other factors that might, you know, I don't know if you necessarily accept your father's shul for the past 100 years, and parents and grandparents have been davening there. So, and the Bima's not bent, I don't know if you necessarily have to break away for that reason. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva that he writes. Yikrasa higiani yogad beit knesses yishonah shesofru onshe hakol קודש וחיבו בניין החדושה ורומן בית הולכנו ורוצים לא מידה בימה שקורן בתור בסוף בית הכנסת. We want to put the bima at the end. Zomach lo'or na kodesh. Lo be'emtza. So, what's the story? So he quotes the discussion of what it's to hear, etc. Because Alexandria was be'emtza. So he wants to say, you'll read the whole thing on yourself, I'm not going to read the whole thing on part, but on page 5, he says that, in the second line, Gora Omer, Kem Shein HaMakrishim Abim HaShabokor and Parshat HaKorban HaSukho Mizdeah. His name came, Shavim Abim HaPchad HaSukho. He says another reason, Abim HaBemsa maybe is also Zechel HaMizdeah. That the Mizdeah HaPnimi was the answer. So what's the Shavim HaMizdeah? What's the Mizdeah HaShomad BeHechol? The Snei Oren HaKoydesh, whom is Zech Mikta HaKtorah. He omed the Emsa HaBayit, Mekuban Bein Menorah HaShulchan. That the Mizdeah in the Hechol was between the Menorah and the Shulchan, it was in the middle of the Hechol, and therefore, as a zecher to that, he thinks there's another reason for doing it. The Fidel Kesef of Mishnah, so then he says at the end of where I bracketed, HaKoponim Chalil L'Shnuyei Ma'ashahoya. And then the famous line of the Chasam Sofer, like the famous line, the world famous line of the Chasam Sofer, I didn't bracket it, I should have. First word in the line is Bedarim. First word in the line is right Bedarim. Bakwal Hachodesh Osar Min HaTorah Bechol Mocha. That's like famous Bakwal of Chasam Sofer. Chodesh is a play on words, obviously. Chodesh Osar Min HaTorah. Meaning all these new innovations that the Reform were making is Osar Min HaTorah. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer, you know, was fighting that battle. And but Rav Moshe thinks that even has a selfish reason that Zechel and Mizbeach shouldn't be something that's Rikuvah. Because Rikuvah could be that you want to fight the Reform, but that's only maybe in that time when they needed to. Okay, in page 6, so the Mechaben to Dalet, Habonot Kineged Chalom, Beit HaKnesses, Ima Tzidmo, Bachokas Dalet Amos. Normally, if you have a house, if someone wants to build next to you, they have to be marking Dalet Amos from your house. So you should get sunlight into the windows. Right? So somebody can't just say, they buy a plot of land next to my house. They can't build a house right up to my window. It has to be Dalet Amos away. He should start for a gadol. So, but the Mechaber says, Rabona Kenega Chalon Beis HaKnesses, but if you're building Kenega Chalon Beis HaKnesses, ain't mass people by Chalkas Dalet Amos. But you should start for a gadol. But for a Beis HaKnesses, it's not enough to be marking Dalet Amos. You have to be marking more. Because a Beis HaKnesses needs a big room and it needs more light. And then in Halakha Hay, he quotes the din of Ein Poskim Pesach Beis HaKnesses on Kenega Sachem Spalin. The Chaber quotes the Tosefta that we saw, that the doorway should be in the back. In Spalin, my reasonable Mizrach, and they stack with my Pesach and I order to Rosh Spalin Bo, Hagav Osim Bima Behemsa, Beis HaKnesses, she Yamar Allah Akore, the Torah Vishma Kulam, and Spalin Shat Kona of Kalape Kodesh, and say that Yeshiva Kachal, and Zekain and Yoshim, Tlein Kalape Om, Sharam Kulam Yoshim Shur Shur, Tlein Kalape Kodesh, and the rest of the people are facing the Kodesh, that's the side that you dive into, and the Zekain. Okay. There's a Shaila. Now, if you take a look in the Rambam, one second, on page 2, so the Rambam says in Halakha Dalet, quotes that halakha. Bonim bohechol. Yeah, I should have bracketed halakha beis. Look at halakha beis. I mean, the halakha beis is the din that we saw before of bonim begolva shalir, right? Then they poskim kiskei knesses ela benizach. Bonim bohechol shemanikim osefet Torah. Bonim hechol zeh. So where should you put the hechol oron hakodesh? the ruach hamitzpalim kinegdo goes over here. You should put it in the direction where you're davening. Because you paneim el mul hekel sheyamdu l'tfilah. So because we want it that it should, when you daven, you should daven towards midrash, but we also want you to face the hekel. So therefore, you should put the hekel in the direction where you're going to be faced. Now, the big question that comes up is, what if you didn't do that? What if you put the hekel in a different direction than where, you know, where you're supposed to be facing? If you're in an area you're supposed to be facing Mizrah, and the hekel is Dorum or something like that. So what takes precedence? Facing Mizrah takes precedence, or facing hekel takes precedence? So what would you say, Ms. Svar? Without quoting anything? What would you say, Ms. Svar?
Middle.
Bag. What? Wait. Listen to what Rav Kaplan is saying. He's saying that the Aaron is right here. The Beit HaMikdash is far away. So therefore, why? So, I want you to crystallize what you're saying. So therefore, why? You're saying, why? Just explain me why. In other words, he's saying that if you face away from the Aaron, it looks like a bizoyan for the Aaron. A bizoyan for the Torah. Not a bizoyan for the Beit HaMikdash, and you're not facing. That's what he's saying. It looks like a bizoyan for the Aaron if you face away from the Aaron. That's what he's saying. Okay. I like what you're saying. We're going to get back to what you're saying shortly. What do you want
to say? I was thinking it's down towards the Aaron, not to check from the fever.
Oh, so, you see, let me clarify. You see, Professor Yacobi here said that you should do with the tzibur. So that is 100%, right? In other words, if all the tzibur is facing one way, you should not be facing a different way. But that's not my question. The question is, what should the whole tzibur be doing? Should the whole tzibur be doing facing the Aaron, or should... I mean, this happens to be that in the shul it's done right. At least, sort of, this was Mizrah. Right? So, should you face this way, or should you face the...
You're not exactly putting your back to it.
I mean, the people
that are here... And let me ask you, is there any indication from the Rambam which way to do it? The halakha base?
No, yeah, saying that you would daven towards the direction that you're supposed to, and that's why you should put the Aaron there. Mashmah, that if the Aaron is not there, you're still daven to the direction that you're supposed to.
The Aaron is supposed to be davening there.
Right, in other words, the Moshe was saying that it's Mashmah from the Rambam that you daven to the direction that you're supposed to daven to. Right, wherever, whichever part of the world you're in. It's just that it's nice if you can synchronize that you also daven to Aaron. But if push comes to shove, then the Aaron loses, you think.
That's what you want to say. Yeah.
Okay, so this idea that the Aaron loses is in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham on page 7. Aaron Marzim, וכן קובע מייכל במזרח, אפילו קובע היכל בצד אחר יספלה למזרח. כנסת הגדולה בשם הרש
Hakan. But he's talking to the Yochan, he's not talking to the Tzibur.
Why is there a difference?
Are you thinking that... Why, is he diving alone in the shul? No, it's Mashmah. I mean, you can't tell the whole Tzibur to change. I can't go to my shul and tell everybody to
dive
into the
side now. So, hey, you're building a new shul. And this is the way the shul was built. So now you're the rabbi. And now you have to decide. What should the whole people be doing? Should the whole people be facing the Aaron, or should the whole people be facing away?
I'm just saying that I can't take this lalacha and go to my shul and now I'm going to win. That's what I'm just saying.
No, right, because that's a separate thing that Mr. Brewer brings down, that you shouldn't do differently than the people. Right, that's the story. Things are different than the people. Now, there was a shul in page 14, just take a quick look in the Sechemet. Sechemet is an encyclopedia of Talmudic law. So he talks about a certain shul in Beit El. And those who came to call Hasidim, here I told you, was the son of Mikra Beit El. Some is calling Hasidim a Franken. He lost in Kayadua. The Teva Hayal Sad Mizrach. Well, the Mulam is calling the Hechel, who is Sad Dharam. That the Aram was in Dharam, and but they got it towards Mizrach. Like this Magad Avram. Now he was in he was in Europe. And in Rogel Lassos was Sade the Mizrachis Dromis. Right? So if he was in Europe, so when he was one of the Patriarchs of Israel, so he returned to the southeast corner. In Roshanim is Palel, and he only the Tzad Dorom, the Tzad Jerom Ha'orom. But he was, he himself was in a part of the shul south of the Aron. Which way south? Yeah. South, right. So you say like this, if he was standing over here, so normally, say we're in Europe now, okay? So in Europe, he would say south, southeast. So he would, right. But that if he was standing on this side of the shul, so if he was facing southeast, okay, so he'd be over here, so if he'd face this way, his back would be towards the Aron, so he wouldn't do that. In Rosh Hashanah is called the Omer the Tzad Dorom Ha'orom. Shaz Yanira Hosech Oref the Lo Panim Klape Ha'orom. And that's what the capital says. That he felt that it's not right to be hofech oreh kilape ha'orom. That's only hofech kondai v'nizrach, rovat. The diary adds shchio shari shochem nitiach tas l'dorim. And now a little tilt for the daughter, but nothing. So basically he would be facing Mizrach. But normally he would try to face, you know, not just Mizrach, but southeast. But if he was on the other side of the shul, so then he'd be okay. So if he'd be on the other side of the Aron, so then he would be okay, but then he wasn't Hosech Oref the Aron. So from this, you see, so Mr. Joseph points out that there's an Indian not to be Hosech Oref La'Aron. The only question is, like the post can point out, like the Mutter when the Rav says it's Russia, even though his back is to the Aron. That is, we do have cases where we permit, so we say that the Aron is a separate Mishur, so we permit, having the back to the Aron. But maybe, I don't know, I think maybe the Mishnah Joseph said the davening, maybe not. It's a big question. What the right... So, now, some want to say, one second, before we... that maybe it's relevant, the Gemara and Brachas. There's a Gemara and Brachas that says like this. Amar Abuna, on page 10, first book on page 10. Kol Hamitzpalo Achorei Beit HaKnesset Nikra Rasha. If you daven in the back of a shul, you're a Rasha. Shenemar Sodi Rishon Nitalot. Amar Abayim Omoron El Golo Mahadir Apeh LeBeit Nishra. Aba Bahadir Apeh LeBeit Nishra Leit Lecha. So what does that mean? Look in Rashi. Kol Beit HaKnesset. Kol Beit HaKnesset Bayu B'Mizrach. Right, so he quotes the Tosefta. Bafi Tani B'Tosefta. Nein HaMikta Shemishka Pnei Mamarim. So the doorway to the shul was in the Mizrach, and they were facing Maran. Achrayim, the Mizrach. And it's followed Achrayim Beit HaKnesset. So what if somebody's outside of the shul? Right? So everyone's in the shul, they're facing this one. If someone's outside of the shul, say right here. He's in the hallway. He's in the hallway, beyond these doors. So everyone's davening Shmon Esrei inside and facing this way. So what should he do? So Rashi says, you know what he should do? He should be facing us. Because we're all that, he should be facing us. Because if not, he's masked upon of Lebeit HaKnesset. Nira Kakolta, the Misha Tibur, Mispalim, Mifon. That's what Rashi says. Now, Tosis disagrees on page 9. Tosis, where Lebeit HaKnesset? Page Rashi, Kolpis, Sebot, Ikenfiyot, Yuzuach, Akoyim, Amarim. Then the spell of her Beit HaKnesset, Vein Amati upon of the Beit HaKnesset, near the culture of Misha Tiva and spell upon him. Lone Heater, I don't know, but how did Afei Beit HaKnesset make it to stay with you? It's ridiculous. Looks like your two gods got to show. Everyone's talking this way, you're talking that way. So he says, okay, near the Afei Beit HaKnesset, Misha Afei Ha'am the Mizra, I'm stopping the Mara, I'm stopping the Mahadi Afei. No. In Okanami, if he's standing here, he should face the same direction we're facing. But if he's okay, near Achorei Beit HaKnesset, Misha Achorei Ha'am Ben Mizra. The Am Mishtachah Ben Lamayra, so that's improper. But again, so it comes out as a machlokus between Rashi and Tosfos. If the person standing here in the hall, but that's not the shul anymore, right? That's not the place of Knesset anymore, so should he face this way or that way? So some want to say that maybe this is relevant to the shaila of whether it's more important to face the Aron or face Mizrach. But according to Rashi, it seems there's an Indian that always to face the Aron. So even though everyone, and according to Tosfos, though you always face the direction you're supposed to face, even if you back at the Aron, which someone pointed out to me, it's not necessarily look back at all, but there he was out, he was in a different room. So it's not, he's managed outside. I just gave you an example of the hallway here. In the real case is he's managed outdoors. So it's not near as much, that's what someone wanted to say to me once. But, so someone has said, you can think about it on your own to see if you think this is relevant or not. But, so Bukitza, the Mogad Avraham says a favor, she's supposed to face the direction. But the Divrei Hamudos says that you shouldn't be matek chafei orif. So Minhag Yisrael, as people have pointed out, Minhag Yisrael in most places is face the orif. That was Minhag Yisrael, the Dori Dori. It was to face the orif. And this other thing that people face different directions that the new, it was not the Minhag Yisrael, the Dori Dori. I'm not saying that obviously is what to rely on, the Magen Avraham. But, you know, as we'll see in Halacha, you know, Minhag Yisrael is very, very important. It's not something we just, disregard. You know, Minhag Yisrael is, and especially it could be that, as Mr. Joseph says, it relies on the, so there are, you know, Rabbanim Kashuvim that tilt and this and that. But I once asked Rav David Feinstein Shlita his opinion on this matter, and he told me that you should face the Aron and not these tilts and slants and everything like that. Even though I'm not saying that those Rabbanim that do that obviously are following this Magen Avraham. Well, that's a difference. Maybe we'll get to that. That's Yeah, we daven for Mizrach in Sorek. So you're forfeiting Mizrach. So the halacha is, as we'll see on page 11, that Ayaroche Balachamor, Yered Yisfalel, Yimini Yochel Leire Gachti Esponim, Yimini Yochel Lachti Esponim, Yichavim's Libo Kenegat Beis Kol Shei Kedosh. In other words, there's a halacha that if you can't face the direction you're supposed to face, so you have this Kavan in your lave that you're facing Kenegat Yerushalayim. So that's what some want to say, and Mishas Yosef pointed out, that in a situation where you'll have to be Mata Orem, Klape the Orem, then it might be together this din, that Mishayna Yoko, Yachter, Yichavim Libo, Kenegat Eretz Yisrael. And that's what in page 12, you have all these different halachas about, Sumo, Mishayna Yochol, Lachavin, and Saruchos, you don't know where the Ruach is, Yichavin Libo. So there is this notion of being Machavin Libo connected to Beis HaMikdash. Standing in the Kodshei Kodoshim, but then what do you do? Hey, Omer Beis Kodshei Kodoshim, Chavis Libo Kenegat Beis HaParoch. So there's somebody outside to be facing towards the Kodshei Kodoshim. But you're inside the Kodshei Kodoshim, so where are you facing? So you face the other way, wherever. And I know, even though everyone else is facing towards the Kodshei Kodoshim, you're inside the Kodshei Kodoshim, so you're Mechavin Libo as if you were outside of the Kodshei Kodoshim and you're facing the Meir. Because everyone would be facing Meir in the Mikdash, towards the Kodshei Kodashim. But the Kohen Gadol who's in the Kodshei Kodashim, so he's facing towards the Paroikas. So he's facing us, but he has Chavin Libo.
And he's back in the
Arm? Omer Beveis Kodshei Kodashim, Chavin Libo can negate that Paroikas.
Chavin
is
before the
Arm, no? Yeah. Acharei Beis HaKapor, you're asking people who make Kapor. So you're facing Mizrach, actually.
And back in Arm.
Yes.
Maybe
he's on the way back, yeah. That's what this block writes, is perhaps trapped in the Gemara of the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, the case I gave you with the guy in the wall. As I was in case of Al, who kone hetach the negative Yishalayim, from Mokam Lukasha, from Rashi Shani, Perk Tila Kashaka, so what's known as what's trying Rashi, you're facing the shul when you're here, but you're facing the wrong way, you're not facing Yishalayim. But says, no, the Kodshom Korobah is Libam Mokam Yachal, the Rashi is the Eino Kone Lamokam Ha'u, and from Mishnah Shaninu, meaning you have to ask the part of Yichavin at Libo, Kenegat Beis Kodshei Kodoshim. So, the Meila, that's what you'll have to do. Does anyone have children? But are you a writer? Smolly, or you mean? Yeah, you mean?
Okay.
Oh, you're Alexei. That's how you say it. I thought that was well, so my name came in. Okay, so, what? So, the Rashi, even though it was Rashi held, you can't be master public with basic methods. So if you're going to dive in here in the wall, you're going to be facing the same way everyone else is facing, your back is going to be to the shul. So really you can't do that, so you have to face the way towards the shul. Well, it's true. But then you're not facing Yerushalayim. If you're not facing Yerushalayim, so you're still in the Chavir Libo. But this is an issue where It could be, you see, the simple pshat in halacha is mashma that like the Magen Avraham, right? Because the din of facing the heichal, you don't find, you really find that in, well, you find this din in Rashi, it's actually master part of the Beit HaKnesses. Is that the same thing as facing the heichal? And you find this divrei kamudos, that he didn't want to be master. But that's not found in shas, that's not a source in shas. The din of facing Yerushalayim is a din that's found in shas. So it is mistader, based on shas, that you should like the Magen Avraham, that you should face Mizrach, the whole seaboard, like that shul in Beit El. Based on that, that you shouldn't take away from the heichal, so the zayin to the heichal. Now, the zayin to the heichal, so it takes that. But in either case, as people have pointed out, that the minhag Yisrael and Rav Kehilos is to face the arm. And that's this is not something new. This is kind of like, you know, the way based measures the way it is now is done in 78. And that's something new. You know, anything that happened.
The other
one. What? Yeah. In Ireland. Well, I was here, I came in 7 years. So I never have a picture of my mind how it was.
You said it was
different. It was a different direction.
Yeah.
To the other side. The side, separate side of the doors on the other side.
The other
door. Right.
Yeah.
There.
Also,
so the auditorium is,
the
left. Yeah.
The
left was the left. Maybe, but I don't want to say it wasn't, the auditorium is
fine hall.
Fine hall is good. We have to come. You know, we will think about traveling fine hall because everyone's. They found it a strange thing to have in one place ledger to have so many people traveling in different directions. You know. Awkward thing. You know, everyone should stab him one way or
something. Do you think it looks cold over here?
What?
Do you think it looks cold over here?
Maybe.
Well, there's no reason why you put everybody down the other
way. I think in YU you can count all 90 degrees. The whole 90 degree thing is just accountable. Okay, so that is easy. Okay, I'd like to do a little Kumash now. So, after looking a little bit, it hit me that the most appropriate thing to discuss in Parshas Balak is the Pasuk of Matobu, which talks about Beit HaKnesses, as you'll see. And I thought that would be the most appropriate thing to discuss. So we're all familiar with the Pasuk Matobo, Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanosecha Yisrael. So we have to understand, as this word of discussion, what is Matobo? What does it mean it's Tov? The Ohalim are Tov, they're good. You know, as you see them. You know, you can't see inside of your neighbor, it wasn't, so it's supposed to be respect of the privacy of your neighbor. But we're not going to discuss that angle now. We're going to discuss another angle of what's the significance of Matov. What is, why are they called Tov? Matov Olech Yaakov. And what's the next part? Kinecholim Nitoyu. They're like running brooks. Like a running flow. Kiganos Aleinar. They're like gardens near the river. So the Olecha Yaakov, the Mishkonel Secha Yisrael, are like running channels or like gardens near the river. So if you say that these are referring to, as we'll see, you refer to and learn, they're referring to the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesset, the Olecha Yaakov, Mishkonel Secha Yisrael, as we'll see how some of course you learn, and you have to understand what does it mean that the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesset are like water by the flowing water and like gardens by the river. What is the significance of that? What is the significance of that? So first is a very important Gemara in Sanhedrin that we should learn together. Page 3. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Yirchoso shall also Rosha Atalomed Mahaya Balibo. Period. In other words, we know Bilam ultimately gave brachas to Klal Yisrael, but he really wanted to give klalas. So whenever you see there's a bracha from Bilam, you could know what the klala probably what he wanted to give was the opposite. So whatever bracha that he gave, all the brachas of Bilam, you just put a negative to it, and that's what he originally had in mind. So that's what he originally wanted to say. In other words, by the fact that he says Matova Lecha Yaakov Mishkan Secha Yisrael, that he's praising the Beis Knesset and the Beis Medrash, so originally his intent was that they shouldn't have a Beis Medrash and a Beis Knesset. But the fact that it says that was the bracha. In other words, they shouldn't have, by the fact that he said in the Nicholim Toyu, that there should be like a running water, that refers to the Malchus. That the Malchus, originally he wanted to say, the Cholim Mitoyu, the most learning is that the Malchus should last for a long time. Malchus Yisrael should last for a long time, like a flowing stream that's flowing for a long time. So that's what he said, the Cholim Mitoyu. Obviously, originally, he meant to say that it should not last, that it should end. Lo Yelam Zeitim V'Kromim. They shouldn't have orchards, they shouldn't have olives and vineyards. And that's Kigonos Aleinar. Because originally he said Kigonos Aleinar, right? That it should be like a garden by the river. So that's what he blessed them. So obviously originally he meant that they shouldn't have the gardens by the river. So whatever he said, ultimately, in the end, you could be assured that his original intent was the negative. Lo yelam reichem dozer k'olim not Hashem, lo yelam l'malachim b'arkol m'karozim alimayim, v'yam melech v'melech yizam mayim k'dal yosef. All these different things you can take a look at. And then, the Gemara makes an incredible comment. So he gave all these brachas. Can the holy mouth, the Malchus should continue, and the garden should blossom, and all these beautiful brachas, and then the Beis Knesset and the Beis Medrash should be good. All the brachas that he gave. So look at the first one. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. The line Lo Tehei, the two Lo Tehei, the second Lo Tehei. The one that begins Lo Tehei, the second Lo Tehei. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. Kulam Chozru L'Klola. Unbelievable. That all the brachas that he gave all reverted back to klala. In other words, his original intention was to do a klala. In the end, he gave a bracha. But the bracha he rescinded. The bracha was rescinded. Except for what? Another chutz mibatek nesiyos and mibatek nidroshos. But that bracha, matov olecha Yaakov mishkonosecha Yisrael, that remained.
That never went back. The other ones, Kinochalim Mitoyu, and Karozim Malay, all these other things. How do we know that? Shenemar Vayapo Hashem Alkecha Lecho Atta Klola Levracha. That goes Baruch Hu changed the Klola to the Bracha. So it says in singular. One Klola was changed to a Bracha. One thing that he had in mind to Klola was changed to a Bracha. What do you mean only one? There were many things. All those things, every statement is a different Klola that he had in mind that was changed to a Bracha. Klola below Klolos. So only one Klola was changed to a Bracha. That was the Klola not to have shuls and not to have what they medrash. That was changed to a Bracha Matov Olach Yaakov. But everything else, even though it all was changed to a Bracha, that Bracha evaporated. That went away. And the original Klola was there, Chasson. But the only thing that remained of all the Brachas was the Matov Olach Yaakov. So in the Sefer Rina Tzitzchuk, we'll see, he asked, why is that? What was so special about that Bracha had to remain? All the other Brachas didn't have to remain, and that Bracha did have to remain. So first, let's take a look in the Sforno. And Dr. Austin quotes the Sforno. Matov Olecha Yaakov. So Olecha is the base medrash. Matei Midrashot. Skidin Yoshev Ol. The base medrash is called Olecha. Inyan Yishkan Ba'al Hashem. Kein Hayokal Uvaki Hashem Yeti Elom Mosh. Mishkan Osecha. What is Mishkan Osecha? It's the Batei Nesmos. Mishkan Osecha are the shuls. Olecha is the base medrash, Mishkan Osecha the shuls. Va'omer Matovu. So what does Matovu mean? Kimot dovahi metivim la'otkin ba ava metivim l'chol ha'umah. We know that the word, as Rav Kukman explains in the footnote, that Tov, good, you know the famous word, that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to create the world? So many Mepharshim say the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create the world is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tov, he's good. But goodness is only relevant if you can bestow your goodness to others. What do you mean you're good? You're Tov. If you don't act to make it to someone else, then it's not Tov. Definition of Tov, you have to, is Derech HaTov L'Heitiv. So Mamela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different, he's absolute good, whatever, but in order to, the Tov to really come to fruition, he had to create a world so he'll be able to bestow his Tov to others. So Tov is good in the sense that it's Meitiv L'Acher. And that's what it means, Matov Olecha Yaakov. It means Mishkan Osech Yisrael, that what we learn in Davin, in the base measures and the base Knesses, the bounty, the goodness that comes is not only for ourselves, but it's for the whole Ummah, for the whole nation, for the whole world. And that's what it means, Matovu. Omer Matovu, ki yimod dolvahe metivim la'oskim ba, avo metivim l'chol ha'umah. Kimoshe yor Hashem Yaakov, etc. And that chant, ki necholim nitoyu. He's learning that the necholim nitoyu and is going back on Matovu lech Yaakov. Ki omnam batei knesiosu batei midrashos l'amon Yisrael hem kimo hanecholim shenitoyu el sodos l'ashkosa. He says that the Beis Medrash is like a river, a flowing river. Hem yo why? Hem yo shvi olim tosei Torah dolim mashkim mitarosim l'homa. Because when you learn in the Beis Medrash, the point of learning is to go ahead then and teach others. So your mashke, you're like a flowing river that's taking the water and giving it to someplace else. So that's why the base medrash is kinecholim mitoyim. And similarly, kmokin amispalim, the people who daven in the Mishkan Osecha Yisrael, is kiganos aleinar, is like the gardens by the river, because when you daven, you're going to create prosperity in the world, just like the river gives prosperity to the garden that's near. Hashalom yamishu me'asos teri. Those that will daven will cause goodness for the greater community as well. Omam bris kusol yudgimul midos, shein achosos reikon, that when you say the yudgimul midos, you know, that's part of davening, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to the tefillos and help you. Oh. So now, getting back to the question that is in the Sefer Arena of Yitzchak. He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and that Kutayim is based, that Nibichoso So also Rasha Talam and Mahya Beliba. By Bishi Shlomo Shaloyu Lahem Batik Nechiyot and Batik Midrashos. Amar Rabbi Abba Bakana, Kulam Chazul Lekwala, Kutim Batik Nechiyot and Batik Midrashos. Eish Rashi, Kola Bracha Shobil Am Chazul Lekwala, Kumosha Reka Bracha Mitzila. Kutim Batik Nechiyot and Batik Midrashos, Lo Yitzik. Kola. So Rabbi, my Shna, Hach Kola, Mishar Kola, Skolonis Kai. How come this, it was everything else, all the other Kolas were originally Kolas, then Brachas, then they went back. They went back to, they didn't stay. But this is the only thing that had to stay. In Matobu, Alecha, Yaakov, that Bracha was the only Bracha that was left. Everything else was caused of a Kolas. So he quotes, based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So let's take a look at him, before we see what he says on page 8, let's look on page 9, in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Shimon HaTzadik, Haya Mishayori Knesset HaGadola, he was from the last people of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, Kuya Omer, Al Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omer, Al HaTorah V'al Avodah V'al Gmilos Chassod. The Torah is learning Torah, Avodah is the Karbanos, and Gmilos Chassod is doing Chesed. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Hinei Lecha, Kipnei Avodah Nivra Kol HaOlam Kulo. Az B'chata'ein Nilchorav Mikdash U'Botla HaAvodah. Right? In other words, one of the things that the Olam is all made on is Avodah. But today we don't have Avodah. So Atfila Eleinu Bimkoma. The Tfila, we know, is connected to Karbanos. So that the Tfila is what's mamid the world. Moshe Omru L'Avdo B'chol L'Vavchem. Ezeu Avodah B'Shem B'Leiv, Havi Omer Zot Tfila. The Omer Hashem Tzachai Tzitzach Tia Gitu Osa. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that Tfila is one of the pillars that's mamid the world is manazeh, in the fact in lieu that we don't have the karbanos. So says the Rina Yitzchak on page 8, the following. The Shlomo Pimadistan, the Obos, Paragalef, Mishnebei, the Gimel Dvar Me'olam Omei, Ala Torah, Vala Boda, Uperish Rabbeinu Yonah, Batfila Eleinu Akshav Mokam Avodah. He Olam Omed Al Torah Val Atfila. And then he quotes the Sforno, Matovu Kolomu Vad Matzivim Asukimba Tzimu Kol HaOlam. So he says like this, Yidei Rambam Perish Mishnayis Yuma Kosov Shti Yossi Yisod Emes Ki Mokam Avodah Yisod HaOlam. And the Karbonos Boing Lekiyum HaOlam. Karbonos, right, are one of the pillars of the world. Udaka Shkrevim Mokam Avodah, Dayidu B'Mikdash. Karbonos are from Mekayim to Olam. The Rambam says, you know, they haven't Shasiyah, if you sow, because that's the Mokum Avodah. But say you bring a carbon someplace else, the Mokum Hedder Bomos or something like that. So that's not part of the Kiyum Olam. Part of the Kiyum Olam is Dafka by the Eben Shasiyah, which is the Yisod. The Shasiyah, the Rambam says, is the Yisod Olam. So the Dafka Karbonos in the Mikdash is what's Mekayim the Olam. That's what the Rashi says over the Avodah shall base a Mikdash. That's what Rashi says. Avodah means the Avodah of the base of Mikdash. So he says like this. The name Atzinu should base a Knesset, should base a Medrash, Nikru Mikdash. The Tanya Ptaras Kohanim, Vashi Moses Kipi Shechem. The Rabbos Bote Knesiyosu Bote Nidroshes. Aminu Me Megillah, Dafka Ptes Milohem, the Mikdash Mahat, Eilu Bote Knesiyosu Bote Nidroshes, Shabubobo. So in the base of Knesset, he learned who be Mokum base a Mikdash. He says that when we say that this man has there, that tefillah is mekayim the olam, it doesn't mean stam davin. It means tefillah dumya da avoda. And avoda was dafke in mikdash, so dafke tefillah in the base ha knesses is what's mekayim the olam. And as we say, Shlosh Advarim, Torah Voda 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 Chasodim, and Rashi says avoda means avoda in the base of mikdash, so therefore, Tfila, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, which is in lieu of Avodah, in the Mekayim Da'olam, is that the what? Tfila in the base of Knesses. It's just that Tfila. And you daven at home, that's not part of the Kiyum Olam. That's the Tfila of the base of Knesses. Kimo Karbona, she'enim Kayim Olam, ach she'krev in Mokum Avodah. Kayim with Mikdash. Zer she'omar Bilam, Matobo, Lecha Yaakov, Mishkan Tzachi Yisrael, she'tfila mekayemes ha'olam, udafka v'brate Knesios, u'bote v'droshos. Diese Yishlomen sehe ich so, Herr Dorf, Schach, Klolos, Obate, Kres, Yosef, Obate, mit Groschus, Lohnes, Keima, mit Olam, Lohjitzis, Kum, Yisrael, Kem, Shem, mit Keima, Yom, Olam. It says, the reason why that Klola, that Klal Yisrael won't have a base Knesset and base Medrash, that was the Klola. That Bilam said that there should be no Bate Medrash and Bate Knesios in Klal Yisrael. That Klola cannot be Chal. Because since davening in the base Knesset and the base Medrash is the key of Ma'olam, that's an intrinsic part of the Shlosha Dvarim Sha'olam Omega Layim. So in Mela, that has to be Ma'olam Vahed. And that we have a Haftacha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Matov Olaf Yaakov, that there'll never be a time in Jewish history where the shuls will be eradicated and the base medrash will, but the medrash will always be a shul, will always be a base medrash, because that's the key of Ma'olam. And therefore, that's why the Klala of Bilam, even though the other, the brachas that he gave, the other ones were rescinded, but this Klala can't be Kal. This Klala can't be Kal, because this is part of the key of Ma'olam. I don't know what his intentions were, but obviously he realizes that that's something special in Klal Yisrael of the base legislature. But let me say more one thing. So I think we have to understand, why is that? Because davening, stam davening, is not the key. It's the key of the daven. But this idea that davening is key in ma'olam is docked in the base of Knesset. Now we discussed earlier this week that there's an inyan, a kohen, live in those base Knesset. It's not enough just to daven, not enough just to daven inyan, you have to have a base Knesset. So what's the idea? I'd like to suggest the following. If you look on page 11, in the Sefer, the Moshe Shalom Rav, quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on the Pasuk in Kisisa, and Vayavar Hashem Alpano Vayikra, says, V'lam Eichin is Atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, and there's Baruch Hu put on a palace like a Shliach Tzibur, the Hevel of the Moshe, Seder Tefillah. And he showed Moshe the Seder Tefillah of the Yud Gimel Midos. Amar lo kol zman shi tzochotim yasu lefonei k'seder hazeh v'ani mochor. Right, that is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That whenever there's a problem, you should do the Seder, you should say the Yud Gimel Midos and I'll forgive you. So everyone's bothered. What is this, a simple thing? You just say the Yud Gimel Midos and you get forgiveness? So there's a famous word from the Shalom. Yadua Perusha Shalashla. Shabir Shakabana Hisha Yasu. Yasu! So it doesn't say Yomru, the Yud Gimel Midos. It's Yasu. Yasu means that you should, in your behavior, act with Kelrachum Mechanun. You should act with Rachmanus and Erech Apayim and patience and Chesed and this. So if you act those ways, then I'll be Mokhon. Understand that you say these ways. That's the Shalah's book. Shabir Shakabana Hisha Yasu before us, Midosa Shalabas Mokhon. Mahu rachum, avata rachum. Al dech mashomu chazal, nosan lecha rachamim rechamecha kol amrachim al triyos rachim alav min ha-shamayim. However, not everyone agrees with the pshat in the shalah. In fact, the B'nai Yisrasko quotes that in Slichas, we seem to say not that way. Because what do we say in Slichas? What do we say in Slichas? Kel Horesolano, Lomash Losh Yisrael. So it's Mashmah, the B'nai Yisrael says, that Lomash, even the fact that you say the Shlosh Yisrael Midos, that's something significant. So he thought, not like the Shalah, that in other words, of course, the idea of the Shalah is a beautiful idea, and we should all follow the Yud Gimel Midos in our behavior. But the question is there something special about the Amir? So the B'nai Yisrael says, yeah, because you see, in the Nusach HaTfilah we say Kel HaRetzolano Lo Mashloshes Reh. So if that be the case, but then the question comes back. What is it, a free ticket? You just say Yud Gimel Midos, and all of a sudden everything is... So he quotes a pshat here from the Imre Bina. Open Anche Bia Adon Rav Meir Orbach, the Polish, called Imre Bina. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is a descendant of the Imre Bina, of Meir Orbach. בזמן שיעשו לכל הכסדר הזה. היינו שכל אחד בתפילוסו יהיו מעוטב כשליח ציבור. כלום משאית התפילוסו תעבור צער הציבור בצורכי כלל ישראל. אז נופתוח שהקדוש ברוך הוא ישמר יקבל תפילוסו. So that's what it means. Yasu l'fona k'seida hazeh means that when you're davening, your kavana should be, you should be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nitzatet b'shliach tzibur. Whenever you're davening, you should view yourself like the shliach tzibur. That you're not only davening for your own private needs, but you're davening for the community. And if you have that attitude that you're not a selfish davener, that you're only davening for yourself, but you're davening for the Baal Yisrael, you're davening for the tzibur, then you have a hatocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive you and grant the tefillah. And that is the centrality of tefillah, that you're not only davening for yourself, you're davening for the tzibur. So the Mela, I thought very well, that's why davka tefillah in the Beis Knesset is what's mekayim the oilam. Because tefillah in the Beis Knesset, by definition, is the mokum of the tzibur. So even if we know there's an inyan to daven in shul, even if you're davening b'yechidus, there's still an inyan to daven in shul. It's better to daven with a minyan. There's still an inyan because the Beis Knesset represents tzibur, represents the klal, represents the community. And that a person has to have that mindset that when he does things, he's not only doing things for himself, he's doing for the tzibur. And you'll realize that whenever you do things for the tzibur, you have special siyata d'shmaya. So if you go on yourself, you're a loner, you lock yourself into a room, and you learn for yourself, and you never want to teach anybody, you never want to, so you're not going to have that, you're not going to have so much hatzlacha. Even though by right, you have more time. You lock yourself into a room, so there's more time. But you see, learning and these things in the world is with the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives hatzlacha people that are involved with tzibur, not only involved with themselves. Of course, you have to take time for your own personal needs and your own family, and you can't neglect that at all. Of course not. But you also have to have a notion of tzibur. And that's shat, yasu l'fona k'seder hazeh means, the shalos says it means that you act with rachmanis. And the Mevina says it means that when you're davening, you should daven k'seder hazeh like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mistate k'shliach tzibur. So when you're davening, where even though you're not the chazan, you have to have the attitude like you're the shliach tzibur. In other words, you always have to have a communal attitude that you care about somebody else. And that's why Dafka in the Beis Knesset is this special, because the tefillah in the Beis Knesset has that dimension of tzibur, because that's the makom ha-tzibur. So it has the dimension of tzibur, the tefillah in the Beis Knesset. That's why the olam is all made only in that type of tefillah. That's what the Yitzchak Soroskin said. And that's why the Beis Medrash in the Beis Knesset will never be necha. See, no one yachid has a skula that he's always forever, he's great, he won't get hurt. No one yachid, nobody, can have that haptacha. The only haptacha to Klal Yisrael. That's why no blessing of Bilam stayed. The only blessing is the Matnik Nesiyos and Batek Benzoshos, which is the Mokam HaTzibur. Because the Mokam HaTzibur will never lose. And if you as a yachid want to have protection for yourself as well, so you have to be part of it, so you have to always look do chesed. You know, the Satmar Rebbe always said, in his yeshivas, they should always, it's not enough that you learn. Every bachur in the yeshiva had to be involved in some type of chesed. That's why you see so many Satmar Hasidim coming to the shuls collecting money. Because that was part of the whole hashkafa of the Rebbe, that everyone has to be part of chesed. That's why Satmar is the first to be kerholim. You know, it's because sometimes people get, you know, we get caught up. We're always involved in learning, which is very important, and we forget that there's a dimension of chesed and a dimension of tzibur. It's not only learning for yourself. As the Sforno says, it's what can hold in the toyu, that the learning has to be, you have to be dolo mashke lacher. You have to try to, even if you're not going into chinuch, you should still try to be involved in learning with other people, whether it means giving a daf yomi in your community or learning with or giving a shir, whenever it is, to be involved in Lilmud al Manas Lamed. This Torah has to be Kinechon Mitoyim and Kigonos Aleinar. The Tzvila has to be Kigonos Aleinar. That not only that the water, that the river makes a beautiful garden, It means not only for you, for the tzibur. And that is the Matobo Lech Yaakov. Which Matobo, the Sforno explained, is that through the base Medrash and the base Knesset, it's not only told, means told Mehitiv Lacherim, as Rav Cooper explained the Sforno. And that's Matobo Lech Yaakov. And that's why this one, Bilam is very powerful. Klolas are very powerful. But if you want to be safe, you have to be part of the tzibur. You're part of a tzibur, you're part of Talmud Torah Rabin, you're part of a chesed, a communal chesed, Tomei Shabbos, or whatever, communal chesed, then you have this protection that you're going to have this bracha, and that bracha won't be rescinded. Because all the other brachas were rescinded, except Matobo Alecha Yaakov, because the Rav Sarostin said that that's part of the Kiyam Olam. Was Tfila is one of the things that Olam Omeh, but only Tfila the Beis Knesset, because only tzibur is something that has ultimate protection. No yachid, as great as the yachid is, will not have ultimate protection. You want to make sure you're protected, be involved in chesed. Be involved in communal things. Be involved in Talmud Torah Darabin. Be involved in a yeshiva. Be involved in a shul. And then you're assuring yourself protection, because that bracha of Batei Knesios or Batei Midrashos of Bilam is the only thing that stayed as a bracha. Everything else went in the waves. Everything else went in the way. And that's always an important idea, an important chizuk that we should have, because man's natural tendency is sometimes to be selfish. And one has to sometimes put special effort into being selfless. And that we learn from this parsha, that only batei knesios and batei midrashos were the only things that lasted that bracha, matovu alecha yaakov, and matovu is the Sarasana Swain Sforno. Matovu means Mahiti Vachem. And through your learning, it's not only learning for yourself, it's learning for the whole Sibur. And it's not only davening for yourself, it's davening for the whole Sibur. Yasu Lefonai Kiseidar Zed means every Yochid has to be like a Shliach Sibur. And then you have Haftacha, that there'll be Mechila, and there'll be Kapara, and then we should all be Zocha to this Bracha, Matovu. And that's, the old Minhag, they don't do this so much, Achasas, but the old Minhag, at Chasidus was, the Chasidus would walk in, the way Chasidus would start, the Chasidus would walk down the aisle, right, and he would sing Matobo. It's not so yeshivish to do that with my death. That was the old way, and perhaps that's a very beautiful idea, because that's the yisod in building a bias, is that you care about the other person, and that's Matobo. That Matobo is Lahitiv Lacherim, and that's a beautiful way to start off the whole Chasidus, and start off the bias, is understanding that lesson of Lahitiv Lachem.